Welcome to Soulfully Diffused, where we talk a little bit about life and love, mind, body, soul, and oils. This is Amy.
And this is Ashley. Welcome, guys, to episode number 7.
Woohoo!
7 in heaven. Did you ever play that game, 7 Minutes in Heaven?
No, I don't recall that I ever played
that. You did not spend 7 awkward minutes with some guy named Tony in a closet?
That's really awkward, because that's my dad's name.
That was one of my first boyfriend's names.
Tony?
Yeah, Tony.
Yeah,
he was a year younger than me. I was robbing the cradle from an early age.
Just continued that?
No, because Steve's older, so.
Oh, right. He is older. He just acts younger.
That's what it is. So we are going to talk mostly to the ladies, but probably very helpful if you're a fella. And if you are and you're listening, welcome.
Welcome, yes.
We like having the gentlemen.
Stick around.
Mm-hmm. Especially if your name is Tony. Does your dad listen? He will now.
Well,
shout out to Tony.
He does do our artwork, so.
He does, yeah.
He's employed by us.
We're not very good payers, though. So, today's episode is all about your period.
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 So magical.
It kind of is. If you can think about it that way, it's healthy.
Yeah.
Yeah. The reason we're talking about this is, one, because nobody does.
That's a really good reason. I feel like another really good reason is because we all deal with it.
All the time.
All the time.
Yeah. All the time. But we're going to go specific. We're not going to, like, describe our first period or anything today. Not to worry. We're actually, you know, our bag is oils. And so we're going to talk about how you can use your wonderful oils to support your monthly self.
Yes. I'm so happy to have these oils. Like, it has literally changed my period.
Oh, for sure. The reason we decided to do this is because, I don't know why, I felt like making a post about it today on our Instagram account. Go follow us at Soulfully Diffused. And I did this post about oils to support your period. And I started writing it and I was thinking to myself, like, how I used to just, like, grin and bear it, right?
Yeah.
Or, like, it was inevitable that I was going to have back pain or cramps or the plethora of other exciting things that happen.
Yeah.
And I don't really enjoy taking medication, over-the-counter medication, if I can help it. I remember actually after having Mason, my midwife was like, here's ibuprofen, like, you're going to want to take this regularly. And I was like, no, I don't think I'll do that. And she was right.
Yeah. I just never really found relief. Like,
That too.
Yeah.
Yeah. It just turns off your pain receptors, but not in a, like, productive way, because then your body's not actually healing itself.
Yeah, that. But I just never felt even the relief from pain, really.
I think, too, I mean, this is not something I've experienced, but I know in talking to other women, it's like, you take some Motrin, and then you take some more Motrin, and then you take some more Motrin, and then you take some more Motrin.
I think regardless, too, like, you're not going to wait for your cramps to come back or your back pain, right? You just kind of keep taking it and
keep numbing.
Yeah.
The cool thing with oils, though, is that they will work. This is going to sound super cheesy, but they will work in harmony with your body and not just, like, synthetically pumping it full of something, which we're already in, like, a bit of a fun state. So let's keep it natural. Just keep it natural.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. And I think part of it, too, is when we talk about some of the typical pharmaceuticals that we use kind of just in general, a lot of it is masking those symptoms, right? And I know for sure, and we'll talk about some of these oils, but just with my experience in using these to support me, not even just during that time of the month, but on a daily basis to help with that time of the month, I can clearly see, like, the evidence is there
mm-hmm.
that these oils are supporting me in a way that is completely different from just masking symptoms that are happening.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's jump into the oils.
Alrighty.
What do you want to talk about first? I have a whole list here.
All right. Well, let's talk about my favorite first.
Oh.
It's at the top of your list.
Oh, is it? Oh, yeah. Okay. Cool. All right. Well, what's your favorite? Tell the listeners. So,
Clericalm has been a game changer for me. And it was a little while before I added this one to my collection. And honestly, I don't know why.
Yeah, I didn't have this one for a long time either. So this one is a blend, and it has clary sage, lavender, bergamot. Oh, it has bergamot in it. I didn't know that. Roman chamomile, cedarwood, ylang ylang, geranium, fennel, carrot, palmarosa, and vitex.
There is a whole bunch of stuff in there.
There is a whole bunch of stuff in there. You know, it's one of those ones where it is very strong.
Yes.
It's not diluted in the roller. So if you get this one, I know a lot of people will instantly dump half into another roller and cut it with fractionated coconut oil because it's quite strong.
Yeah.
But you want to make sure it's effective with that dilution too, mm-hmm. right? Yeah, I love this one too. I roll this one on my abdomen when I have cramps. I also like to use this one, we've talked about this, on my ankles for like ongoing hormone support.
Yeah, so I do that every day. And I think we had talked about this, how when I had started doing it consistently, I noticed a huge difference in my period when it happened. Like my cramps were not even anywhere as close to what they normally are. And then I kind of fell out of the routine
mm-hmm.
for a couple of weeks where I was doing it still kind of sporadically, but not every day. And the next month, like, it just came back with a vengeance, and the cramps were like, cause I get them, you know, I get them so bad, like they wake me up in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
So luckily it's usually only for about a day, maybe a day and a half, depending on when it starts. But that first day, like, they usually start at nighttime and they wake me up from my sleep. So I have a really bad sleep and it just continues from there for at least 24 hours. So I found that when I'm using this regularly, so just a quick swipe on my ankles every single day in the morning, and now it's super simple. It's part of my routine. I just jump out of the shower. That's literally the first thing I do is grab that and roll it on. It just helps so much.
I was doing it before I'm also out of routine with it because it's not in the place I needed to be.
Yeah, that's the key.
Yeah, I had it in my drawer beside my bed, and then I would swipe my ankles right when I got in. I would sit down, swipe my ankles, tuck them under my covers, and away I went.
Yeah.
This one's really good for, like, if you have really heavy periods, if you have, any PMS symptoms. Amy already said about cramps, really good for like hot flashes, mood swings. So there's a lot of like emotionally supportive oils in there.
Yeah, I definitely notice a difference with that too.
Like, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, that's so great.
Yeah.
Yeah, I notice it more with some of the other ones we're going to talk about. It's just kind of like what your body responds to.
The thing I find interesting about this blend too is that most of the time I can't stand it. Like, I put it on every day because I know that I need to, but I am just not digging the smell most days. But when my cycle starts,
oh, you want to drink it.
Yeah, I want it all over me. Yeah.
Rub me in clary.
So
on.
It's very clear.
Yeah.
And I use it the same as Ashley. So I continue to do it on my ankles, but then I also do it on my abdomen when I have my period.
Yeah. Yes, me too. And so it'll get layered for me with, let's move on to our second one, with the Deep Blue Rub.
Yeah, and I do the exact same thing.
I don't know. It's kind of like I use the rub as like a base, and then I layer on whatever oils I'm going to put on.
Yeah, I do the same thing.
The Deep Blue Rub, if you guys haven't tried it, what are you doing with your life?
Yeah. Oh, and speaking of, like, message us if you want to, because
you can try a sample.
Well, yeah, and this month, you made me think of it. This month is part of the promo, so we won't talk about that in detail. But
yes,
if you've heard of Deep Blue,
yeah, I've got a few people getting this month, and a tube and myself, a tube and an oil.
Yeah.
So it's like a natural muscle cream. So it helps to soothe and relieve any like feelings of tension, any like soreness. So you can imagine that's one that you're going to put right on the abdomen, and then you can put your Clericom right on top.
Mm-hmm. It has some of those like peppermint, eucalyptus, wintergreen. So those like really soothing oils.
Yes. I love
those.
There's
a bunch of other
stuff. There's blue tansy in it.
Helichrysum, yep. Which I love.
Yep. Helps with swelling. Yeah, so I put it on for cramps, but I also tend to get back pain.
Mm-hmm.
So I do like to put that one on my back.
Yeah.
Regularly.
That's hit or miss for me. Like sometimes I'll have back pain and sometimes I won't, but definitely I find that it's helpful when I do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So you're going to want your Deep Blue rub, like, without a doubt.
Yeah. And you can use the rub and the oil together, again, just to like intensify. You would layer it on the same way as you would with other oils. So put your cream on first and then add a couple of drops of the oil as well, and then rub it in together.
And you're going to feel like a whole new freaking woman.
Oh, so good.
Yeah. Amazing. The next one on the list is I put a bunch of flowers.
All the flowers.
So jasmine, I've got neroli, I've got rose on there. Yeah, you can smell that one. Again, it's kind of funny when you were talking about that, you know, like not really wanting to put it on. Or you don't like it right now.
I don't want it right now.
Oh, that's so funny. I want it all over me.
Here, you can have it.
It's the same thing with these as you feel about the Clericom.
Yeah. Like, not so much rose, but jasmine and neroli for sure. Definitely there's certain times of the month that I am much more drawn to them.
Yeah, it's like the week leading up and then sort of the week of. I'm really into the flowers. Mm. And then, yeah, the week after they make me want to vomit.
Yeah.
but yeah, so really good for hormone support, any sort of like PMS, lady troubles.
Yeah.
Yeah. The flowers got your back. So the jasmine, the neroli and the rose all come in like a touch roller. So they're really easy to roll again, right on your lower belly, bottoms of the feet as well.
Yeah. And not that you'd need all of them. Like you could kind of pick your favorite, see mm-hmm. which one you're drawn to, in terms of its properties, but because they're all flowers, they're going to have some similar properties to one another.
Yeah. Which a lot of it is like helping with emotional and mood support. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. like depression and anxiety, those sort of like sadness feelings, which makes sense why it helps with the PMS, right?
Mm-hmm.
I also should mention, I wrote down geranium too. I don't have it in here right now, but,
she's a strong one.
She is a very strong lady, that geranium. And I like it 'cause it's pink. I don't know about you.
Well, yeah, it's very pretty.
It is very pretty. But it's really strong.
Very, very strong.
But again, hormone balancing, so it can go right on. You can diffuse it for those PMS symptoms as well.
Mm-hmm.
Again, I'm okay with diffusing it sometimes.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like to put it on my face, actually, too.
Yeah, so I was going to say.
It's good for oily skin.
Yeah, I have geranium in the...
Oh, in your face serum?
Yeah, the serum that I made. It includes geranium.
Oh, it's also suggested use is for body odor, so you can put it on your pits.
Oh, well,
I don't know if I'd want my pits to smell like geranium. Yeah.
It's quite strong, people.
Yeah.
Like,
but we go for the function, not the smell.
Yeah. And that's part of it. Like, you have to remember that, right? Another part of it is that when you smell it out of a bottle, and we talk about this with people a lot, especially when we have, like, our classes or our open house is a big one where we have all of the oils. Like, it's nice to be able to smell the oil and kind of experience it in that way, but smelling it directly out of a bottle that's full of that oil is so much different than diluting it and putting it on your body where it works with your body chemistry, or adding it to your deodorant, it's going to work with your body chemistry.
Or even diffusing it.
Or diffusing it, yeah. Even whether it's on its own or with other oils, like, it completely changes.
Yeah. You're almost better smell. To, like, put a drop on, like, a tissue.
Yeah.
And then, like, walk away.
Right.
I used to do that way back in the day with perfumes.
Oh.
I don't do this anymore, but I would spray the testers and I would shove it in my purse for, like, a week. And then if I still liked the smell, then I would buy the perfume.
Yeah, because it's the same thing, right? Like, if you spray a perfume, not that we use perfume anymore.
Not anymore.
But if you, everyone can kind of understand that concept, right? Like, even if you just spray a perfume bottle, that smell is so much stronger and so much more overwhelming before the perfume kind of diffuses into the air. It's the same thing as when an oil diffuses into the air from a diffuser, or whether it is absorbed into your skin. Yeah. So don't be afraid of what it smells like the first time you smell it.
Don't be afraid.
Is that an actual song?
It could be.
Maybe.
Okay. Those were the flowers. Yeah.
Yes.
I also, this is also a flower. Is it? Is clary sage a flower? I think it is.
Clary sage?
Yeah. Balancing musky and feminine.
Yeah, it is musky.
It is musky. It's delicious. It's kind of like a friend of patchouli, I feel.
Yeah.
Yeah. So clary sage, again, so if you don't have the clary calm, this is different. That's a blend. The clary sage is just an oil on its own.
Yeah. So there is clary sage in clary calm.
Yes. So it helps to support uterine health. It helps to support PMS. Hot flashes. Sometimes, you know, that's not something that happens to me during my period, but I suppose if it did, I would use clary sage. You know what else I would use is probably some peppermint.
Peppermint, yeah.
Anything common.
I didn't know clary sage was good for that, so that's good to know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, hot flashes combined with water and some peppermint.
There you go. I knew peppermint.
Yes, and it helps you to feel less limited and more enlightened.
That's good.
Which is nice when you have your period.
I was just going to say, I feel like that's a very good thing during your period.
Mm-hmm. And good for insomnia. So if, like, for you, like, if the cramps are keeping you up, clary sage is your BF. You can actually take it internally as well.
Oh, yeah. I haven't done that. I always have my clary calm, right? So I just kind of roll that on. But I do have clary sage, so I could do that internally as well.
Yeah.
That's a good tip.
Good tip, right? We're all learning.
Mm-hmm.
We are all learning. I also have, well, this is a no-brainer. It rhymes with Fofiba.
Our best friend.
Our best friend Copaiba is up on deck. Copaiba.
If you don't know about Copaiba yet, like, you must be living under a rock.
Where have you been? So far I've put a lot of things on myself, as per usual. This one for me is kind of just like my natural pain reliever.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah, it goes, I will put that one on topically, like on top of the Deep Blue Rub and the Clary Calm. Those are kind of like my three layered.
Yeah.
But I also, as we all know, if you've been listening, I also take the Copaiba daily. So because I'm so consistent with that, I think that plays into supporting my body and the way that it responds to, like, pain and the sort of, like, you know, yuck feelings.
Yeah, I agree, because I take it daily too. I know we take it at different times, but it's still, like, taking it on a regular basis.
Yes.
But it's definitely a go-to for me, for sure.
Yes, I like it a lot.
Yeah.
Very much. Yeah, so if you have any, like, it doesn't have to be period pain, but any sort of pain, Copaiba is going to be really, really, really good for you.
There's so many incredible stories about this oil and just people's experiences with it in terms of pain, for, like, caused by so many different things, right?
Yeah.
So.
You know what? And if you flip open, like, if you guys don't have it yet, get it. But if you flip open the Essential Life book, it is probably one of the longest lists of what an oil can support.
Right.
There's so much, right? Muscle cramps, inflammation, Anyway, I'm not going to read them all. We'd be here all day.
Yeah, we would.
Yeah. So Copaiba is really good for, yeah, for pain management stuff. The only other one I wrote down, actually, you know what? There was one other one that I didn't write down, but I was thinking of as we were talking. I tend to feel really like puffy and swollen.
Yeah.
During that time of the month. And so one that I recently got is helichrysum, and it has been a game changer for me for that. So if that's something, so helichrysum actually helps with like swelling, bruising, any sort of that realm of issue.
I don't find that I really get so much swelling. I find like digestively, maybe.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
Did you just spill your tea on me?
No, it came from my mouth.
It's all good.
Just spit on Amy.
So
I was like, so excited about helichrysum.
Oh, I thought you were excited about what I was going to say.
Oh, that too. Swelling.
Okay. So, like, of course, I always have my ZenGest or Digest Zen, but I feel like it does get a little bit of an extra workout.
Yeah, during that time. That's very true.
Yeah. So that's the digestive blend. Obviously, like, you've probably heard about us talk about that one too, because we use it so often, but having it just for that extra little bit of support during that time of the month is very helpful.
It's also good to remember, like, when you're putting the deep blue rub or with the deep blue oil on, like, that has the peppermint, the spearmint, the wintergreen. Did you spill? Oh my gosh, Amy's gonna be covered in tea.
Oh, that's all good.
So the things that you're putting on are, like, full of really supportive digestive oils as well. And same with the Copaiba, also really good for that too, right?
Yeah.
So you're kind of, like, you're knocking out so many things just with one or two different, like, combos of oils.
Yeah, and I think kind of the important thing, too, is to not walk away from this thinking, I need to get 12 new oils because I have none of them. But realizing that, like, there probably will be a couple of go-tos. You can try different things. Obviously, we're always willing to provide samples if you want to try new things. But yeah, just recognizing, like, you don't need all of these things. So think about, like, what are some of the areas that you feel you could use the most support, and then just kind of start there.
I think, too, it's really important to stay hydrated, which, you know, sounds so silly and simple, but, like, you know, one way that I do that is adding my oils to my water, and it really helps me to make sure I'm getting enough water in each day, and that also helps with, like, the regulation of your body systems.
Yeah, exactly, just adding your citrus oil and...
Here's what I'm hooked on, Smart and Sassy... Listen,
I knew you were going to say that.
Got it in January.
It's gone?
It's half gone. Like, it's so...
That's a lot of drops.
It's so delicious. I love to diffuse it, and I like to drink it. And now, the only other oil that I've put in my water that is still, like, getting me going is tangerine.
Oh, yeah. No grapefruit.
But I just want... No, I just want Smart and Sassy. It's got grapefruit. It's got lemon.
So
it's got peppermint. It's got ginger. So it has everything I want to taste.
Yeah.
All in one shot.
It's
true. The final oil that I wanted to mention is the yarrow palm. This one I noticed because, now I haven't been as good lately. You know, I go through spurts, but I was taking it internally for quite some time, every single day. And the two, like, periods right after the, like, time that I was taking it consistently were incredibly lessened, which I thought was really interesting. So the yarrow I found really supportive, just to take it internally and,
like,
help
with
that.
Would you say, like, all of, like, what symptoms?
Like, the actual things coming out of me.
Okay. I just wanted to clarify because I didn't actually know, because we haven't talked about that.
Yeah, so in terms of, like, the amount of bleeding, which actually one of the top uses for yarrow is bleeding, hemorrhaging, internal wounds, and scarring.
That's so That's so interesting.
Isn't it?
I need to try that.
Yeah, so taking it daily, like internally, just seemed to really help with that. And then, I mean, also it's supposed to be helpful emotionally, fatigue, anxiety, like all of those sort of like feelings. So it was very supportive with all of that. But the main thing I noticed, what actually, it says right here, a regular or absent menstruation and early menopause.
Well, there you go.
Mm-hmm. So it will help regulate you.
So apparently. Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yarrow.
That's quite the delicious list.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
We should just make like a package called the period package.
We should.
Uh-huh.
That's great.
Because you know what? Like, I think it's something that's, again, so many women, like, it's everyone. And there's a better way. Like, there's such a better way to help your body.
And nobody wants to just suffer through that.
No.
I don't.
You can live.
Yeah. Because that's a lot of days out of your life.
It is. Yeah.
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 We got your back.
We sure do.
And your friend.
And you're down under. We got it all covered. Not to worry. Not to worry, friends. So, yeah, I mean, that'll about do it for the period stuff, you think?
I think so.
If you guys have any other questions or have any other tips and
tips and tricks,
any other suggestions for what you like to use to support your monthly stuff. Yes,
we'd love to hear.
Yeah. And, you know, I think we touched on a lot of the things we experienced, but maybe there's things that you experienced that we didn't think of.
Yeah.
And if that's the case, let us know, because we would happily look up some wonderful supportive oils.
Yeah, that's a great point, because we're all different, right?
Yes, everybody's got their shiz.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. If you get angry and ragey, wild orange is your friend.
Yes.
Yeah. Anyway, final tip of the day. If you guys like this episode, make sure you head over to iTunes and leave us a review and click on the stars, as many as you can. We would like that.
We would love that.
We would love that. And we'll be back to chat with you more next week. Don't forget to take a little time to connect to your soul. See you guys.
Bye, guys.